Okay. We are beginning on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are on the first line, Gimel Amud Aleph. We have been discussing yesterday the din in the Mishnah of the requirement for a shliach to recite when he delivers a get that he brought from Chutz Laretz, that he saw the get written, he saw the get signed. We saw two opinions in the Gemara. What's the basis for that halacha? Why is that so? Rabba said it's because we want to ensure the get was written and signed lishma for the sake of this particular woman, for the sake and purpose of her divorce. Rabba says it's because we want to ensure that the signatures of the witnesses are the real deal, that they are not forgeries, but they're authentic signatures of the witnesses. The Gemara had asked, according to Rabba, that we want to ensure that the get was written and signed lishma, so shouldn't you require two witnesses to attest to that fact? And the Gemara explained that no, that strictly speaking, we're not really concerned, because most people in Chutz Laretz and the average sofer who writes a get, they are well aware of the halacha that a get must be written lishma. It's just a concern on a drabbana level. Maybe this husband found a get that had been written for somebody else and he decided to use it for himself and he gave it to the shliach. So to avoid that concern, Chazal said, you know what, let's have the shliach declare that he saw it written and saw it signed lishma. And because it's only a concern on a drabbana level, the Chachamim relied upon even one shliach to put our minds at ease and did not insist upon having two witnesses because they wanted to make it easier for a woman to remarry. They didn't want to create agunos here. So on that note, we pick up now top line Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, Hai Kulahu, this is a leniency to rely upon one shliach's testimony that the get was written and signed lishma. Chumrahu, this will turn out to be a stringency. Why? De'i matzrach deletrei, because if you were to initially insist upon two witnesses who can say they saw the get signed and written lishma, so then lo asi ba'al ma'aru apostle le, once you were to have two witnesses declaring it was written lishma, the husband has no ability subsequently to challenge the statement of two witnesses. But chad, but now that you are allowing only one individual, namely the shliach, to assure us that the get was written lishma, so that leaves us open and vulnerable to the following concern. Asi ba'al uma'arer upasale. The ba'al, the husband, can then come subsequently, claim that in fact the get was not written lishma, and he can disqualify the get. So by allowing only one individual to declare the get was written lishma, you're leaving yourself open to and vulnerable to the husband subsequently claiming that the get was not written lishma, and he's then going to disqualify the get. And Tosfos quotes two interpretations. Does this mean at this point in the Gemara that if the husband later comes and challenges the shliach's statement that we would in fact disqualify the get because it's only one aid against one aid? Or does it mean, as Tosis concludes, that we're not concerned the husband's actually going to have the ability to disqualify the get, but we're worried about the husband spreading rumors, malicious rumors, about the kashrus and the validity of the get? That's our concern at this point. So either way, the Gemara is asking, by allowing one individual, namely the shliach, to be the one to tell us that the get was written lishma, we're leaving ourselves vulnerable to the possibility of the husband later coming and challenging the shliach in that regard. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara responds by saying, we're not worried about that. Because kevan de'omar mar, b'fnei kama nos nola, since the Gemara later on will discuss how many people must be present when the shliach delivers the get and makes his declaration of b'fanei nichtav and b'fanei nechta. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Tzmachlon, Samaroyim, Chad Amar, b'fnei shnayim, Chad Amar, b'fnei shlosha. One says you have to have two witnesses present, one says you have to have three witnesses present. So if that's the case, Meikara medik dayik velo asi lo aruy nafshe. The shliach, knowing he's going to have to make this declaration in the presence of two witnesses or in the presence of three individuals, from the very outset, when he gets the get from the husband, he's going to be very careful to ensure the husband is truly interested in divorcing his wife, because the shliach is not going to want to put his own reputation at risk by bringing the get and then having the husband come later and challenge the validity of the get. So he's going to be absolutely certain at the very outset that the husband truly wants to divorce his wife, and that's why we're not worried about the husband ever coming afterwards to challenge the shliach. And even in the event that the husband were to come and challenge the shliach subsequently, says Rashi, we disregard him, because we trust the shliach is going to be very careful to make sure the husband wrote this get, lishma, and wants to divorce his wife with it. So this is how we explain Rabba's opinion. Now the Gemara turns to Rabba. Essentially asks the same series of questions. Ula Rabba. So now we're at seven lines down. Ula Rabba de Amar. According to Rabba, who says that the reason for the Shliach's declaration is Lafi She'ein Eidem Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, because we won't have an easy time finding witnesses to authenticate the signatures of the Eidem on the get, should we later need to confirm their authenticity. And therefore, we rely on the Shliach at the very beginning to confirm the authenticity of the signatures. So if that's the case, we should require two people to declare that these signatures are authentic. After all, mi di dahava, akiyim shtaras da'alma. This should be no different than any process of kiyim shtar. Whenever you produce a document and someone challenges the authenticity of the document and you have to confirm that the signatures are valid, you require two Eidim to do so. Either the same two Eidim who signed it or two Eidim who recognize the signatures. But you always need two people to be mekayim a shtar, to validate the signatures on a shtar. So why here, according to Rava, is the shliach alone sufficient for that purpose? And says the Gemara, Eid Echonem and Bisurin. Once again, this is a question of Issa v'Heter. Can the woman remarry or not? We'll trust an Eid Echad to tell us that the get is valid. Asks the Gemara, Eimar de Arminon Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin. When do we say we trust one person to assure us of the status of something that relates to Issa v'Heter? That's only the following case. Kigon Chaticha Safek Shal Chelef Safek Shal Shuman. You have a piece of meat. You don't know, is it forbidden as chelev? Is it permitted because it's shuman? The lo es chazik isura. It was never established as a treif piece of meat. Okay, so if you simply don't know, you rely on one person to tell you, I know this is kosher. Aval hacha, but here, es chazik isura de eshes ish. Here, this woman has already been established as a married woman. So you can't just rely on one aid echa to release her from that status. And furthermore, as we quoted from the Ran yesterday, Heve Dabar Sheva Erva. This is also not just regular Issa V'Heter. This is not kosher and treif questions. This is Dabar Sheva Erva. This is Eishas Ish questions. And in general, there's a rule, V'Ein Dabar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim. When it comes to Arayos, just like Mamanis, you require two witnesses. So how could you rely upon one Shliach to confirm the validity of the signatures on the get? This is Dabar Sheva Erva. This is Ischazik Isura. You require two witnesses here. Answers the Gemara. Bedinhu, Dibikim Shtaras, Namilo Libai. No, in truth, when it comes to any shtar and authenticating the signatures of the witnesses on such a shtar, you really would never require two Eidim to make such an authentication. Why? Because Kedosh Lakish, like Kedosh Lakish says, Do Amar Shlakesh Ratzakesh says, Eidim hachasumim al ashtar. According to Torah law, if you have witnesses signed on a document, on any document, mamon get naasu kemishin nechkara edusim bebeistin. The fact that their signatures appear on this document, it is as if, according to Torah law, they were already interviewed by, interrogated by, and approved by beistin. In other words, min ha-Torah, as Rashi adds, we don't assume a person would have the chutzpah to forge someone's signatures. And therefore, if you have a document with two Edom signed on it, you can assume min haTorah that it's a kosher document. In general, the only need for Kiyum Shtaris is the following. V'rabbanan hu da'atzruch. The need, in general, to authenticate the signatures on a document is only a din d'rabbanan. That's it. And if that's the case, v'hacha b'shum iguna akilu v'rabbanan. So if the whole need for Kiyum Shtaris in general is only d'rabbanan, so here where you're dealing with a get, we want a woman to be able to remarry and not to become an aguna, Chazal said, okay, the requirement to authenticate signatures to begin with is a din d'rabbanan. We'll go easy on you here. We require only one aid, not two. And therefore, one shliach is believed to say that the signatures are valid. The Gemara again asks, Hai kuluhu, this is a leniency. Chumruhu, this is a stringency. Why? The imatzvach deletre, had you insisted upon two witnesses in the beginning to assure us the signatures are authentic, you would never then be at risk to the husband coming subsequently and claiming that the signatures on the get are forged, because he would never be able to challenge the testimony of two witnesses. But now that you're allowing one individual to assure us that the signatures are authentic, chad, with only one person saying that, asi ba'al uma'aru upasale, then we are concerned that you're leaving yourself vulnerable to the husband coming subsequently and questioning and undermining the validity of the get by claiming the signatures are not authentic, but they're forged. And if it's one against one, then once again, according to Tosfos, either that means that he actually could invalidate the get, or it means that no, he can't invalidate the get, but he'll be capable of raising enough suspicion, casting aspersions on the get, and spreading rumors about the get that we don't want. So by allowing only one witness to testify initially about the authenticity of the signatures, you're leaving yourself vulnerable to problems later on if the husband were to come later and challenge the authenticity of the signatures. So why would you believe only one shliach to say b'fanei nechtam and b'fanei nechtam? So the Gemara responds by saying, once again, the same as before. Kevan to Amar Mar, since the Gemara later on says, b'fanei kama nosnala, how many must be present when the shliach delivers to get to the wife? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, machlokas amaroyim. Chad Amar one says, b'fanei shnayim, only two witnesses need to be present. The Chad Amar b'fanei shlosha, one says you need three people present. So the shliach, knowing that initially, may kara, from the very outset, may dakdaik, he'll be absolutely certain that the husband wants to divorce his wife with this get. The shliach is not going to come and put his reputation at risk by making himself vulnerable to the husband calling him a liar subsequently. And therefore, we can trust that the husband will not come and start spreading malicious rumors about the get. And if he does, we will disregard him entirely. That's the Gemara's answer according to Rava as well. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, the Rava, my time alo amakarava. Okay, so now they have the two opinions in the Gemara, Rava and Rava. Why we say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam. Well, why then did Rava reject Rava's pshat? Why did Rava not accept Rava's understanding that the basis for this halacha is to assure us that the get was written and signed l'shma? Amalcha, Rava will answer you. Miksani b'fanei nechtav l'shma, b'fanei nechtam l'shma. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that the shliach must specify the get was written l'shma and the get was signed l'shma. All it says is that the shliach states, I saw the get written, I saw the get signed. If this is all about l'shma, you're missing the main pointer. He should have to specify it was written and signed l'shma, and he doesn't specify that, says Rava. Clearly, that can't be the reason for his declaration, for his statement. So the Gemara answers. Answers the Gemara, Rabba responds, V'Rabba, bedinhu delisni hafi. You're right. The Mishnah could have, should have said that the Shliach must say I saw it written Lishma, and I saw it signed Lishma. The reason why it doesn't is for the following. Ella de'imafshas le'dibura. If you impose upon the shliach too many words to say, asila migzeya, he might come to omit a word from his assigned statement that he must declare. And the concern, says Rashi, is that if you say b'fanai nechtav and you forget to say lishma, and then the woman takes to get and gets married and has kids, and later on you realize, oyvei, look at the recording, he only said b'fanai nechtav, he didn't say lishma, that would make the get pasul, mejabanan, pasul get mejabanan. That's not a good thing. We want to avoid that possibility. So the Gemara asks, well, hashanami aslam migzaya, so why not worry about that even without the word lishma? Why is it any better now? Answers the Gemara, no. Chada metzlas gaiz. If he has a phrase to recite that consists of three words, he might eliminate one of the three. But chada mitarti lo gaiz. If his entire phrase he has to recite consists of two words, he's not going to leave out one of the two. And he's got to say two phrases here. He's got to say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtam. Two different phrases. If each phrase is a two-word phrase, he's not going to forget his part. If each phrase is a three-word phrase, okay, he might say two out of three words, especially since the three-word phrase would still make sense if he made it a two-word phrase. The two-word phrase would not make sense if he makes it a one-word statement. And it doesn't make sense to say b'fanai. B'fanai what? B'fanai nechtav makes sense. Okay, it makes sense to say b'fanai nechtav. He might forget to say l'shma. So that's what the Gemara is saying according to Rabba, that we would rather omit the word l'shma to ensure he says the phrase properly, as opposed to require the word lishma, and then he's going to perhaps forget to say the word lishma and then run into problems. Okay.
Why not say that lishma person, he's watching what's going on. Hey, I saw it signed. This is the one. But how would he know that the sofer has machshava for lishma? It's a more complex.
So we require the sofer to say it outright. In other words, he has to declare, "I'm writing this lishma v'lishma v'lishem gerushin." That's how he does it. So I guess it's obvious to the eidim that that's what's going on.
But the guy who's going to be
the shliach,
he's going to be traveling. So it's like, oh, I didn't know. Maybe he doesn't know that's a critical portion, according to Rabba.
So, I mean, the Gemara is assuming that Mekar Medek Dayak, that he knows he's going to have to deliver the get and make the statement, so he's going to be absolutely certain initially that it's done properly.
Or maybe the Bezdin touched him, listen, pay attention.
Could be, that could be, right?
Yeah,
that could be.
Okay, all right.
Okay. The Gemara then turns now to Rava. Returns to Rabba and asks, "The Rabba might time alamakarava. Why does Rabba not like Rava's interpretation that the reason for the statement is to authenticate the signatures?" Answers the Gemara, "Amalacha, Rabba will tell you as follows. Imkain, if the purpose of this declaration is to authenticate the signatures, nisne befanai nechtam vesulo, then all the shliach should say is I saw the get signed, because that's all you care about according to Rava. Why is he altogether making mention of the get being written? Seems to be completely unnecessary. If your motivation here is kiyum hashtar, then I shouldn't be making any declarations about the writing, only about the signing. It must be you're referring to the writing because we're worried about lishma and not just about kiyum shtaros. Rava responds, bedinu delisni hachi. You're right. Strictly speaking, saying b'fanai nechtam alone would be sufficient. So why then do we require b'fanai nechtam as well? Ela de'imkein, asi le'chlufei b'kiyum shtaras da'ama be'edachad. What's going to happen? You're going to tell the shliach, listen, we need kiyum hashtar here, so say you saw it signed. That would work. Problem though is that some guy in the gallery there is going to be watching this get procedure. And he's going to see the shliach saying, I saw it signed. And he's going to walk out thinking, hey, that means that to authenticate signatures, all you need is one aid? Great. I've got a shtar hava, I've got a shtar matana, shtar mechira. I'll get 1A to authenticate the signatures and good to go. So to avoid that mistake, we insist upon the shliach saying b'fanai nichtav as well. Because then the guy in the gallery is going to say, this is not normal kiyum shtaros, this is something strange. He's saying he saw it written, he saw it signed. It's not the same as every kiyum ashtar where we only ask about the signatures. This is obviously a different and unique halacha that applies to get only. So Gemara responds, Rabba says back, why would you be worried about confusion with kiyum shtaros? Midami, what's the comparison? Hasam yod inon. When it comes to kiyum shtaros in general, you can be mekayim the signatures on a document by having two other witnesses walk in and say, we know that these signatures are the real thing. Acha, hereby get, b'fanai. You don't say we know, you say we saw. Furthermore, hasam by kiyum shtaros in general, isha lo mehemna. You don't accept the testimony of one woman, of any woman, you need eidim. Hacha isha mehemna. Here, a woman is believed. If she's the shliach, she can say, I saw the get written and signed. And finally, hasam ba'al davar lo mehemen. The guy pulls out his own shtar hava. I lent money to so-and-so. He can't authenticate the signatures on his own shtar. And yet, hacha hereby get ba'al davar mehemen. Even in a somewhat unusual scenario where the woman serves as a shliach of the husband to bring her own get from chutz laretz, the Gemara Daf Chavdal says, if a guy, someone who starts, gives his wife a get and says, listen, here's a get for you, but you're not being divorced now. I'm appointing you my shliach to take the get to wherever, to Eretz Yisrael. I want you to go to so-and-so's based in. When you get there, I want you to appoint a shliach who will receive the get on your behalf and then give your shliach the get that I'm giving you now. There also, the Gemara says, she, acting in her role as the shliach of the husband, has to declare in the presence of that beis din before she gives it to her shliach, I saw it written, I saw it signed. That's an unusual scenario whereby she is the one authenticating the signatures on her own get. That would never work by a shtar hava, shtar mechir, shtar matana. So Rab is arguing there are so many differences about this process of kiyum hachasimos here that no one's ever going to confuse it with kiyum shtaros in general. So therefore Rab is asking, why then would you insist on saying b'fanai nichtav? There's so many obvious differences here. No one's going to think on the basis of this shliach saying b'fanai nichtav that therefore by every other kiyum shtar process you rely on eid echad. There's no need for b'fanai nichtav, says Rab. It must be b'fanai nichtav is because we're worried about lishma. And why not quotes Rab? Rab responds, that no, Rav Amalacha, Atu Hacha, Ki Amri Yod Inan, Mi Lo Mehemni. Rav responds by saying that even by get, let's say, according to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, the Shliach would say, when he brings the get, I know these signatures are valid. He doesn't say, I saw it signed, I saw it written. He says, I know these signatures are valid. That would work, says Rava, according to Rashi's understanding. That would work. And if so, the kevan dechi amri yadina mehemni, and since that would be valid, asi lichluve bekiyim shtaros da'ama ve'edachad, this is liable to be a source of confusion for people to think that other kiyim shtaros processes also can be done through an edachad, and that's why we have to differentiate this from everything else by saying b'fanai nichtav. That's Rava's explanation. Meaning, Rava's saying that although the purpose of the shliach statement is to authenticate the signatures, and for that reason only b'fanai nechtam should be necessary, I saw it signed, but because we're worried about people thinking mistakenly that, oh, all you need is one aid for kiyum hachasimos, we therefore impose upon him also to say b'fanai nechtam, I saw it written, so that anyone who sees this should know that there is a very big difference between the process of kiyum hachasimos by get and the process of kiyum hachasimos by other shtaros. That's what Rava is saying. And Rava adds that the shliach could even get away by get with saying, I know these signatures are authentic, and that would be valid as well. And that's what lends itself to confusion with other Kiyum Shtaris processes, and that's why you have to add in here Befanei Nichtav. Okay, one last point here. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says that a shliach who comes with a get and says, I know these signatures are valid, no good, says Tosfos. You can't do that. You must say, I saw it written, I saw it signed. What the Gemara means over here, says Tosfos, is that if two Edim walk in when the shliach brings the get, and they say, as the shliach gives the get, we know these signatures are authentic, that would be valid according to Rava. Okay, so Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, the Gemara says over here that Yadinan works. Does that mean that the Shliach can say, I know the signatures are valid? That's what Rashi says. Or does that mean that two other Edim can walk in and say, we know the signatures are valid? That's what Tosfos says. Moving on.
Who signs the get at the when Sofer finishes writing it? Who signs the get?
Witnesses.
Two witnesses. Do they have to sign Lishma?
Great question. We're about to address that right now. Coming up. Okay. Says the Gemara.
You know the answer anyway.
Ula Rabba. According to Rabba. According to Rabba. Just mamish right on time, George. According to Rabba.
I'm not cheating. I'm not looking ahead. My wife looks ahead.
Ula Rabba. According to Rabba. The Omar who says, Rafi She'ein B'kiyin Lishma. Rabba who says that the concern is that the get must be written and signed Lishma. So the Gemara is assuming now that because the statement is B'fanei Nichtav and B'fanei Nechtam, that implies both the writing and the signing must be done Lishma. So the Gemara asks, Man Haitana, so who then is the author of our Mishnah? Deboi, who clearly requires Ksiva Lishma, that the writing of the get must be done Lishma. And Ubay, he also requires Chasim Lishma, that the signing of the get must be done Lishma. In other words, the Gemara is saying it's quite apparent from the Mishnah. The fact that we insist upon both B'fanei Nichtav and B'fanei Nechtam, that means that both the writing and the signing of the get must be done Lishma. So who in fact holds that way? After all, says the Gemara, let's take the opinions one by one. Reb Meir, if you are to suggest that our Mishnah follows Reb Meir, Chasim Aboy, Ksiv Aboy. Reb Meir is the one who requires that only the signatures be done Lishma, not the writing of the get. How do we know that? Titnan, because the Mishnah says, Ein Kosvin B'mechubar L'Karka. You cannot write the get on something which is attached to the ground. But kasvo ala mechubar l'karka, if you did write the get on something attached to the ground, and then tolsho, you then detach it, chasmo benosnula, you then sign it and give it to the woman, kasha b'di'evet, it's kasha. In other words, don't do the ksiva on that which is still attached to the ground. L'chatchila we're worried you might come to do the chasima also. But b'di'evet, if you did only ksiva on mechubar, but you then detached it and did chasima on talush, that's okay. Now, what's the basis for this halacha? So Rashi gives us a little bit of background here. The pasuk says, "V'kasav la sefer krisos v'nasan biyada." You must write a bill of divorce and give it to her. So the Gemara interprets in the second parak that as follows: "V'kasav, write it, v'nasan, give it." Misha ena mechuser. What that means is, it has to be that the writing is followed by the giving. You can't have writing followed by detaching, then followed by giving. In other words, you can't write the get on that which is still attached to the ground. That would require you to detach it before you give it to the woman. This is the psul of writing a get b'mechubar. Now, Reb Meir, however, says that when the pasuk says v'kasav la, the nosan, the word v'kasav means to sign it. That's what we're referring to. Sign it and give it immediately. If you write it, detach it. Sign it and give it. According to Meir, that's fine. That's okay. So here, the Gemara is saying, according to Meir, it's better not to write the get on that which is mechubel lekarka, because you might forget and sign it as well. But as long as you wrote it, detached it, then signed it and gave it, that's okay. Because when the pasuk says v'kasav la v'nasan, write it and give it, that means you have to sign it and give it on that which is already detached. But what we're proving from that halacha is the following. How do we know a get has to be written lishma? That same pasuk, v'kasav la, la lishma. What does that verb v'kasav refer to according to Rav Meir? We just said, it refers to the signing. Sign it and give it. Oh, that means that v'kasav la lishma also means sign it lishma. In other words, according to Meir, when the pasuk speaks of v'kasav la, and that's the basis for the halacha, that it has to be written on that which is already detached. That's the basis for the halacha, that it has to be written lishma. That verb v'kasav, according to Meir, refers to only the chasima, the signing of the get. That's all I care about. The signing must be done lishma. But the writing of the get, that he says, you can do b'mechubur. Well, if that's the case, the writing of the get doesn't have to be lishma, according to Meir. So that's why we're asking, our Mishnah requires that the writing be done lishma as well. The fanei nichtav, that's not Rav Meir. Rav Meir requires only the signing be done lishma. So the Gemara now changes course. Ira Belazar. So maybe you'll tell me our Mishnah follows Rav Belazar's shita. Why? Because Rav Belazar holds that the writing of the get must be done lishma. He holds the writing of the get cannot be done by mechubur. So Gemara says, even so, if that's true, ksiva boy, chasima lo boy. You're right, Rav Elazar requires that the writing be done lishma, but he does not require that the signing be done lishma. And our Mishnah says you need both ksiva and chasima lishma. How do we know Rav Elazar doesn't require chasima lishma? So that's because he holds that midaraisa, you don't need edim on a get at all. So clearly, when the Torah says write the get, it doesn't mean aid it. It means sign. It doesn't mean sign it. It means write it. So our Mishnah requires that the chesima, the signing, be done lishma. Sigma says, well, the chitema, maybe you'll tell me, la'olam Rabbi Elazar hi. Maybe you'll tell me, really, our Mishnah does follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. How could that be? Our Mishnah requires chesima lishma. Sigma suggests, v'chi lo boy Rabbi Elazar chasim lishma. When does Rabbi Elazar not require the signing be done lishma? That's only midraisa according to Torah law, but midrabanan boy. But maybe Rabbi Elazar concedes that on a midrabanan level, midrabanan, you need chasim lishma. And maybe our Mishnah, which says you must say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam, is following Rabbi Elazar, who concedes on a midrabanan level that the chasima must be done lishma. Gemara rejects that too. That's not true, says the Gemara. Bahashlosha gitim psulin, drabanan. But the Mishnah in the ninth parak speaks of three different types of gitin that are possible on a drabanan level. One of them being a get that has no witnesses. And Rav Elazar argues on that Mishnah and validates those three different validates that get where there's no edim on it, even on a drabanan level. And a blazer does not require chasim lishma even on a drabanan level. Because the Mishnah says, shlosha gitim psulin, the three gitim that are possible on drabanan. Then nises, but if Pidievich took the get, got married, avlad kasher, the kid is kasher, because on a derisa level it's a kasher get. What are these three cases? Kasav piksav yado, a husband writes a get in his own handwriting, the ain olav edim, but there's no edim on it. Okay, so midrabanan, you need edim. Without edim, it's possible. But b'di'evet, it's his own handwriting. We know that he wrote it. It's kasher b'di'evet on a derisa level. Case number two, yesh olav edim ve'edim b'zman. There are edim signed on it, but there's no date. Now again, the requirement of zman is drabanan. So if there's no zman on the date, midrabanan is possible. Yesh bo zman ve'ein bo ella eid echad. If there is a date on the get, this is the third case, and there's only one eid echad signed on it, also pasul midrabanan. So how elu shlosh gitin psulin, these are all pasul gitin, but b'di'eved, since it's only pasul midrabanan, im nises havlad kasher. B'di'eved, if the woman goes and remarries with this get, the child would be kosher. And now we have machlokas. Blazer Omer, Blazer says, Afapisha ain't all of Edim. Even if the get has no witnesses, Elisha nost no love if ne Edim. There's no witnesses signed on it, no Ede Chasima. But the get was given in the presence of Edim who saw the husband give her the get, Ede Mesira, as it's called. That alone is good enough. Kosher, it's kosher. Vigoba menachasim mishabadim. And this woman can take that get and can collect the ksuba that's owed to her from the properties that her husband sold over the course of their marriage.
So how would that work if a shliach had to take that get to Eretz Yisrael?
So when the shliach gives it to the woman in Eretz Yisrael, there must be edim there present when he gives it to the woman.
When he gives it to the woman.
And then Rav Elazar adds, She'ein ha'edim chosvim ala get. The only reason Edim signed the document is Ella mepnei tikkun olam. It's just as a safety precaution, a benefit for people. A tikkunas chazal, in other words. That, strictly speaking, Rav Elazar says, I don't need Edim signed on the get. As long as Edim see the giving of the get, good enough. Why do chazal require Edim signed on the get? Because what happens if the Edim who saw the delivery of the get are no longer around? And now questions arise. Okay, so for that reason, it's best to have Edom signed on the get to serve as like a backup for ages that the get is kosher. But strictly speaking, Rav Elazar holds, if you give a get to a woman with no Edom signed on it, kosher. It's kosher. So if that's the case, Rav Elazar clearly does not require chasim l'shma, even on a Rabbanan level. So who then is the author of our Mishnah who requires both ksiva and chasim l'shma? This Gemara now goes back. Elo of Meir, it must be our Mishnah follows of Meir. What I mean, we said of Meir holds you don't need ksiv lishma. So the Gemara suggests, well, the chi lo boyer of Meir ksiv lishma, maybe of Meir doesn't require writing the get lishma midaraisa on a deraisa level, but midrabbanan boy, maybe on a drabbanan level he requires ksiv lishma. Maybe that's why our Mishnah says the shliach must say kananichtav because on a drabbanan level of Meir holds you need ksiv lishma. So the Gemara rejects that too. Because the Omar Rav Nachman said, Omer Hayer of Meir, Rav Meir used to say, Halacha Lamaisa, Afilu Matzo Ba'ashba, even if one finds the get in the garbage, meaning it was written by someone else for someone else, and you find it discarded in the recycling bin, and you figure, hey, must be a sign from heaven. And you then, what do you do? Top of the Omer, B'chasmo, you then sign the get. The Nasna law, you give it to your wife, kosher. It's kosher, according to Meir. Clearly, there was no ksiva lishma. It was written by somebody else for somebody else. And yet, you're allowed to use it. So, Meir clearly does not require ksiva lishma, even on a derabbanan level. V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me, no. Anan mid-de'oraisa kam masninan law. Rav Nachman only meant that you can do that on a din de'oraisa level, but not on a din derabbanan level. Because maybe on a din drabbanan level, Rav Meir does require ksiv lishma, and maybe that's pshat in our Mishnah. So the Gemara responds by rejecting that and saying, no, ihachi, if that were true, that only on a deraisa level you don't need ksiv lishma, but on a drabbanan level you would need ksiv lishma. If that were true, says the Gemara, Omer hayer Rav Meir devar Torah mevayalei. Why does Rav Nachman say Rav Meir used to say? He should have said that according to Torah law, Rav Meir says. Saying Rav Meir used to say implies halacha l'maisa, psak l'maisa. He allows you to take a get out of the garbage, written by somebody else, for somebody else, and use it for your own marriage, or dissolution thereof. So clearly, Rav Meir does not require ksiv l'shma even on a drabbanan level. So therefore, our Mishnah cannot be Rav Meir, because our Mishnah requires ksiv l'shma, b'fana nichtav. So finally, the Gemara concludes, Ela l'olam Rabbi Elazar, he. Our Mishnah, which requires both ksiv l'shma and chasim l'shma, follows Rabbi Elazar. But one second, we said according to Rabbi Elazar, you do not need chasim l'shma. And says the Gemara, v'chi lo bai Rabbi Elazar chasima, when does Rabbi Elazar not require a chasim l'shma? That's hecha deleka edim klal. If edim do not sign the document at all, then Rabbi Elazar says, this is kosher, that's fine. However, hecha de'ik edim, but once there all are already edim signed on it, even though it wasn't necessary in the first place, but once they're signing, by it, then Rabbi Elazar concedes and agrees that they must be signed Lishma. So we're finally concluding by saying that according to our Mishnah holds a Kabbalah, that both Ksiva must be Lishma and Chasima must be Lishma. The Fana Nechtav, the Fana Nechtam. Ksiva is Lishma on a Deraisa level. The Kabbalah requires that Midin Torah, because he holds that the Kasav Law, Law Lishma, refers to the Ksiva. So the Ksiva must be done Lishma according to the laws of Deraisa. The Chasima, although it's not necessary to have Chasimos altogether according to Elazar, but once you are having Chasimos, then he agrees they must be done Lishma. Okay, who here? Tomorrow Daf Yomi at 6:35. Good Shabbos to all.
Thank you, Rabbi.